I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Join me in my travels back to yesteryear, when the world was just a dreamy landscape, existing solely for the purposes of childhood. When you believe something so strongly, so unrelentingly, so innocently that your behavior defies all logic, all convention, all common sense, all cynicism, when you truly believe something, then you have the gift of purity that can only be defiled by an unkind word, a thoughtless gesture, or one moment of insensitivity. Remember when you believed so deeply in Santa Claus that you would confide only in him only, your innermost desires? Remember when you believed so deeply in the omnipotence and honesty of Santa that not only did you confide in him your wishes, but you at the same time, honoring the magic secret between yourself and the old elf, would not, dared not, could not tell anyone else your secret, not even your parents? Remember what it was like to keep such a tightly held secret so pure that, because your parents did not know what you and Santa had discussed, you therefore did not receive on Christmas morn the gift you wanted? Remember how you never blamed Santa Claus for not bringing the gift you desired, since Santa did, after all, tell you that he'd try his best but couldn't promise. You looked the other way on behalf of Santa because he was sacred. He was honest. He bore no grudges. He did no evil. He was, Santa Claus, after all. How long has it been since you believed in something that powerfully? And isn't it amazing that because you held those beliefs as a child, Santa still has some power over you? All logic, all evidence aside, you still want to believe in Santa Claus and the idea of Santa Claus. And somewhere deep, deep inside you, don't you think you do still believe in him? Because if you ever stopped believing in such wonderful ideas, wouldn't the world do its final bit of perishing in the heart? And wouldn't the world just be another planet in the technical and mathematical universe, bereft of all soul and heart and sincerity, and just full of cold debris and detritus floating around with no particular purpose? Santa is the glue of the hopeful universe. Santa and his counterparts deepen the beings of children since time began.